Molly Bell in the studio lounge, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing live over here and recorded over here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's technology.
It is. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Except where do I look?
Anywhere you want.
Like, help me out.
Wow. Anywhere. You can look here, you can look up there, or wherever. But anyway.
I'll just look here.
Okay, great. Focus. Glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, I know your schedule is probably like crazy here, but, you know, thanks for starting out my day right. I appreciate it. 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Hey, we're talking about women's leadership workshop you guys had the first couple of Saturday and Sunday, I believe.
Saturday and Sunday.
Tell us about that, because I heard great, raving reviews of this. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, this is a top of mind topic for a number of people. And if you remember a few years back, Filene Research Institute did research on this topic of women in leadership, specifically in credit unions. I'm pretty passionate about it, and I think where we're missing a conversation is that there's a real business case for organizations to have more diversity, period. We are picking kind of women in leadership to talk about that, but we wanted to bring together really a leadership-focused, networking-focused, I don't know, call it a workshop, right? A real kind of let's get together and talk about the topic, but more let's talk about leadership training, if you will, professional development. How do you kind of become confident in yourself to take that seat at the table and do some of those things that we hear so much about?
Well, that's what Rinaldo Hardy talked about at the CU Water Cooler Disruption, diversity in the executive ranks. And so this kind of segues nicely into what he said. So.
I loved his message. Loved his message. And I think, again, there's this bigger umbrella of diversity I just think we need to start talking about. And you're right. Rinaldo did a fantastic job.
And I think Jill Nowacki talked about it, pretty good for
that's
a girl
right.
type of message
that's
as well.
Right.
So fantastic. Right. So, and you presented there, obviously, and your topic was own it, earn it, and give it. So can you give us a quick summary of what that was all about?
For sure. You know, I worked at CUNA Mutual Group for years, and through that organization met some really amazing, inspiring female leaders. And we got together there and created more or less a networking group, called it PLAD at the time. It stood for Professional Leadership and Individual Development. It's still going on. But there was a group of four of us that walked away from that and thought, you know, we really need to stay connected and let's talk about this topic more. But more, let's help people take action. So we, four of us, got together and created a little LLC called Forever Moxie. And we're creating content. And our little shtick is own it, earn it, get it, give it. We actually have it trademarked, isn't that?
Oh, you do?
Cool, yeah.
Wow, how proactive of you.
Yeah, that's
how
right.
official corporate of
right?
you.
Right, exactly. So, sadly, we all have day jobs, though, right?
Yeah.
And so we have, over the course of a couple of years, really started to develop workshop-based content. I mostly presented on the own it side of that the circle of own it, earn it, give it. And really what that's all about is I feel passionately that to build confidence, we have to kind of own who we are at our heart and soul.
Yeah.
And to do that, you really need to do some self-discovery and self-reflection and become your authentic self and find the right spot where you can be your true whole self. So that's what we talked about.
So what are some takeaways from not only from your talk and but from the workshop in general that you can share to help? I mean, because there's obviously we all know there's a great big CEO exodus in our industry right now, and there's lots of fresh faces coming up the ranks, and a lot of them are very sharp, sharp ladies. So what can they do to get into that corner office?
Thank you for asking the question.
Yeah.
I think there's we were talking about it as a systemic issue. Therefore needs a systemic solution. So I think there's a lot of things for us as an industry to think about. First of all, I think we need to proactively find people to serve on our boards that more align with our membership.
Right? Represent, yeah.
And that means diversity. I think that we need to enable the pipeline, if you will. So we talk a lot about the numbers, and I can say, you know, 70%, roughly 70% of our industry is female. And over 50% of credit unions as a whole, if you just ran the numbers, are run by females. So on the surface, that looks fantastic.
That looks great.
Better than any financial services industry by far.
Yeah.
The problem is that as you go up that food chain by size, the large organizations are overwhelmingly run by males. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if you go over a billion, it's roughly like 14% of credit unions. Okay. So it really drops down. Okay. So I think that what we need to do is, one, create awareness around the topic, mm-hmm. right? Just talk about it, Ronaldo, right? Mm-hmm. The whole thing. I think, two, we need to not only make people aware of the business case, but talk more about that. Mm-hmm. There are real numbers here. The more diverse an organization is on every indicator of success, the better they are financially. Mm-hmm. So, and then underneath that, we need to enable women to be really proud of, again, who they are, and set them up for success, mm-hmm. and encourage them to take those seats at the table, mm-hmm. apply for the job even when you're not qualified, right, because that's a real issue. And I think that's it, right? I mean, if I had to name kind of the big ones, that would be it. Apply for the job, mm-hmm. go for it, and be confident in your skill set.
Okay. And so the overall goals of the workshop, and then of your talk as well, what were the overall goals? Obviously, to get more women involved, get more women to kind of push that proverbial envelope and get there, yeah. get in that executive suite there so they can represent as well, like
That's
I said.
Right. That's right. Goals of the workshop, I mean, I think for CUNA, because there's a lot of activity out there in the marketplace really around it, there's a lot of conversation. Teresa Freeborn's a great example of somebody who's talking about this issue.
Yep.
I think we wanted to use ACUC, where so many people gather, mm-hmm. is just to start that conversation.
Right, right.
Encourage folks. There's sister societies through Global Women's Leadership
yes,
Network
yeah.
that WOKU has.
Yep.
You know, if you have a sister society in your area, get active, mm-hmm. get engaged. You know, Jim talks about, you know, us playing offense and being on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same message to women in our industry.
Exactly.
But let me go one step further.
Sure.
We have to bring men into this conversation. This cannot be 50 women in a room and chatting about it. I think the professional development part is great,
mm-hmm.
to have, you know, some focused leadership mm-hmm. development.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, we invited men to come to that table and mm-hmm. listen to the business case and be involved in that leadership training. And I have to give Dean props from PSCU, our friend over there, that
Dean Young.
He showed up.
Yep.
He showed up
yep.
and he was there for us as a mentor and guide through that. So we need more men at the table,
okay.
and that is a goal that I feel we missed on, because I would have liked to have had some male leaders in our industry mm-hmm. at the table with us.
It's like you said, diversity. It's always good to get the kind of the viewpoint from the other side of the coin, so to speak. So,
absolutely, yeah. absolutely.
All right. So plans for next year.
Plans for
wrap
next
up
year.
Here.
That's a really great question. I think that we will do what we all do and what great organizations do, is to kind of assess, you know, what we learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the feedback?
Mm-hmm.
What are the takeaways? We'll keep parts of it. I think we're already noodling on some things that we could do differently to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'm working very closely with a number of our business partners, business advocates on this issue, to figure out how can we together mm-hmm. perhaps put some plans in place to really come out with some goals of mm-hmm. impact, so that we can better measure where we are on this path. So more to come.
All right.
But
stay
lots
tuned.
Of noodling going on.
All right. We like the noodling, as long as it has a good ending.
That's right. That's
right. All right, Molly, thank you so much
thank
for taking
you.
Time out of day. Appreciate
thank
the time
you.
As always.
That's
well
right.
done.
Thank you.
Keep